Thomas. Former National Enquirer editor David Pecker returns to the witness stand this morning at former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Decried as a Soviet-style show trial by Mr. Trump's defense team, the former president accused of falsifying business records to conceal a payment made under a routine non-disclosure agreement. But the money did not come from campaign coffers, and Mr. Trump says it was paid to one of his lawyers. He says there's nothing illegal about that.
They take this payment and they throw it illegal. Expense, and you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail, because I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair.
And before the testimony resumes this morning, there will be a hearing on alleged violations of a gag order imposed on Mr. Trump by the presiding judge. Also at SRNNews.com, satellite photos seem to indicate a tent city is under construction in Gaza.
This tent construction is near Khan Yunis, which has been targeted by repeated Israeli military operations over recent weeks. But Israel says it plans to evacuate civilians from Rafah during an anticipated offensive on the southern city, where hundreds of thousands of people have taken refuge during the war, now in its seventh month. A U.S. defense official said on Monday a failed rocket strike was launched at a base housing U.S.-led coalition forces in Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
From New York to California, anti-Israel protests have sprung up on college campuses. One particular hotbed of protest, New York's Columbia University, where classes have gone online out of concern for the safety of students. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 72 points higher. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, blue heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism, not just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is being told by pastors that evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. This is SRN News. A hot time doing hard time.
A legal battle over a lack of air conditioning in Texas prisons is bringing together advocates on the issue and one current inmate who says the heat is a danger to his health. Advocates for Texas prisoners are asking to join a federal lawsuit filed last year by the inmate who alleges his life is in danger from being housed in a stifling prison cell without air conditioning. The advocacy groups want to expand the lawsuit on behalf of all Texas prisoners. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A report by the American Chamber of Commerce in China says that simmering tension between Beijing and Washington remains a top worry for U.S. companies doing business in China. The survey of American companies also finds that inconsistent and unclear policies and enforcement, rising labor costs, and data security issues are other top concerns. It's unclear what ramifications a victory for either Biden or Trump might have on relations between the U.S. and China. SRNNews.com.